Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
He's a six-time All-Star, World Series MVP, and host of the greatest radio show on the planet.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, really, Holmes? We'll see about that.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Sabe and Mel Garcia.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with my sidekick, Mel Garcia. And, Mel, we had an incredible weekend last weekend of pro football.
It seemed like every team that I rooted for lost.
Well, that's not
good. Thing I didn't put money down.
My 49ers won.
Yes, my dad's 49ers.
I was rooting for the Chargers. Their colossal collapse, not one that they're going to get over very soon.
But they made themselves a typical Los Angeles football team.
So sad. Yeah, they won up the Rams on this one, I think.
They did, yeah,
really
they did.
It was sad. And the Buffalo-Miami game, what a nail-biter that was. That play at the goal line that turned the whole game around.
Huntley just quarter. Knocked that ball right out of his hands.
Yep. And, you know, now, you know, Buffalo takes on the Cincinnati Bengals, and Cincinnati was able to get by the Baltimore Ravens in a crazy game.
Yeah.
That was the crazy game.
I was rooting for the Ravens.
Dallas wins big. Their kicker does an NFL record-setting
four field goals.
Wow.
Extra points.
Extra points.
He's also missing his job right now because he lost it today.
You know, oh, he did.
Yeah,
I heard that they had...
They replaced him today.
Oh, boy. Well, that's what happens. Life in the big city there.
Apparently nobody wanted to travel with him or something. I don't know.
Well, I can imagine because I saw Buffalo's quarterback, the Dallas quarterback.
Prescott.
Prescott on the sidelines after I think he missed his third one and he wasn't real happy. You know,
the funniest part, did you see Peyton Manning's, the Manning brothers' reaction to the...
I was kind of the same way. Anyway, we got Cincinnati at Buffalo, Dallas and the 49ers, the Giants and the Eagles. We have Jacksonville and Kansas City.
And we have a very, very special...
I'm picking Cincinnati, 49ers, Eagles, Kansas City.
That's a Super Bowl, Kansas City, 49ers.
We're going to be right back with our special guest, yes. Ann Myers Drysdale, right after
We're
this.
We're not worthy.
Don't go waddling away just yet.
Get it? They used to call him the Penguin.
More of the Ron Say Show coming up right after this.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7. Works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com and don't forget the code word FRED. Fred.
Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in the same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex, 888-908-4BFF, or visit us at bfffinancial.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, what do you say to a little more?
Run, say.
It's We'll See About That with six-time All-Star and World Series MVP Ron Say and 1979 Student of the Month, Mel Garcia. So that's who he is.
We are back with We'll See About That, and we have a very special guest, a longtime friend.
What an honor.
A resume that I don't have time in an hour to go through. Ann Myers Drysdale.
Yes.
Annie, welcome to the show.
Ronnie, hey Mel.
Hey.
So good to have you being having me be on. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you kidding?
We're not worthy. And
yes.
I want to let the fans know, and I'm sure you have plenty all over the world, that you are new grandmother in 2023.
Ah.
Yes, I am.
Congratulations.
Yes,
congratulations.
My middle son Darren and his wife Sam, they had a little girl, a Christmas gift, 12, 24, yeah. 22. Named her Danielle Patricia Drysdale and Danny for short.
And your life has changed forever.
Yeah. Kid will never get a birthday gift ever. It's always going to be a combination Christmas, birthday gift, all the time. Very good comeback.
Annie, you grew up in La Habra. You have 11 siblings in your family. You were the sixth oldest. Your brother David was also a basketball star at UCLA and then in the NBA. You must have had a lot of backyard competition going on in those days.
Well, being in the middle of 11, I have five brothers and five sisters. My dad played basketball at Marquette. He was the captain of the 45 team. And my mom came from a family of eight. And so coming from a big family and all those kids, sports was a great outlet. We never had a basket in the backyard. We'd always go down to the playground and play over the line or, 500, play football, basketball. You know, whatever it was, even when we got back home, whether it was kick the can, hide and seek, board games, card games, very competitive. My sister Patty was the oldest of 11, and she was probably the best role model at 8 years older than I was. She was always out there playing sports.
Very cool.
So what I was doing was nothing different. And I was between two boys, my brother David and my brother Jeff. And so it was just natural to go play with all their friends.
Sure. Was basketball the one that came to you first love?
No, because, again, on the playgrounds, we all played, yes. And But we played, you know, we played football in the street. We played over the line and played 500, like I said. But for organized sports, really the only two sports back in the 60s for young girls was track and field and swimming. And I was not a real water person. But and I read a book in fourth grade on Babe Diedrichson Zaharias.
Okay.
And the great Olympic athlete and who, you know, part of the original LPGA and just was, did everything. And so she gave me a dream to go to the Olympics, and I joined a track team and was hoping to go to the Olympics in track and field. I was a high jumper and a pentathlete, but basketball was always there. I was always playing basketball and played with my sister and saw all these other women playing softball and volleyball and basketball. And, you know, I was just in the right place at the right time when 1976 was the very first year they had women's basketball in the Olympics, and I was a part of that team. And so just everything's kind of fallen into place, and basketball kind of took over. I played seven sports in high school, so it wasn't just track and field and basketball. So I did a lot of other things.
Well, you know, you like I said, your resume reads off the charts.
I'm really
You've had a lifetime of firsts.
I'm really impressed with the over the line in 500, though.
That's actually, I taught my boys how to count playing 500.
How cool. That's the West Coast version of stickball.
That's right. Yeah.
So
that's right.
You were the first woman to get a scholarship at UCLA. You became a four-time All-American at UCLA. You were the first U.S. national team. You made the women's national team in high school for the first time. And you were also the first woman to be drafted by the NBA. All incredible achievements. Let's talk a little bit about Title IX and how I understand you felt like that really gave you a break.
Well, first of all, I was signed as a free agent by the Indiana Pacers in 79. I was not drafted. As a matter of fact, Denise Long was drafted by the Warriors, but then the commissioner, Fitzpatrick, or was it Fitzgerald? He kind of said, no, we're not going to do that. And then Lucia Harris, who was the center on our Olympic team from Delta State, she was drafted by New Orleans, the New Orleans Jazz. So I was, I'm still the only woman to have a tryout in the NBA as a free agent. Yeah. And, but yeah, Title IX, nobody knew what it was. And it basically was a bill for equality for education and for equal pay. Certainly, we know that that doesn't exist today,
right.
But
there's no ceiling.
Over 50 years later. But it gave women, became the calling card for young girls and women in sports to give them an opportunity to be competitive, to play on sport teams, and certainly to get an education through sports. And so Title IX has opened up a lot of doors for not only myself, but a lot of young women.
It certainly has. Wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, you played all these games. You had all these competitions, tremendous levels of which you played at. I know you were disappointed by your tryout in the NBA. You felt like you should have gone to the next level, right?
I love that.
But you have to believe, right?
Yes, of course. Now, you've accomplished so much. Who was your favorite teammate?
Oh, gosh.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, I've had too many.
That's right. You've been lucky.
You played on a team for 8 years. You had the same infield.
Right.
You know, that's never going to happen again, which is pretty incredible in itself. You know, I've been fortunate to play with so many wonderful players, and certainly playing with my sister was a thrill for me.
Oh, yeah.
And she was so – if you thought I was competitive, or my brother David, it all started with our sister Patty. And, you know, she was really the one that we all followed. And she missed Title IX, but yet she was out there playing sports. And so I saw women playing. And, Julene Simpson was my roommate and team captain for the USA Olympic team and all our USA international teams. Karen Nash and Diane Frierson and Beth Moore. And I played AAU teams and, you know, the UCLA teams. There's so many. And I'm just grateful for all the women that I got to play with and even against that were great competitors that I knew playing and growing up.
So I have a question, another one along the same kind of lines. You know, you played in all of these different levels of competition and in practice against people that, you know, you were on the USA team and the rest of it, the Olympics. Who was the best player you played against?
Ooh.
That's tough too, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not a, I don't have an answer because
you can name
I've
three
never
or four
been
or five
that kind of
them,
person.
Probably, right?
She's because it's like saying who's the greatest shortstop, who's the greatest
right.
third baseman,
right?
And or who's the greatest running back? And,
who would be in your mix?
I've never been that. We've all been great in what we've accomplished. And I don't even like when people compare generations.
I got this feeling,
so somebody yeah. like Don and Sandy would have been just as great today as they were in their generation. And certainly for myself, you know, there's no question in my mind that I was capable of playing today with the great players of today. And so I've never been one. Who's the greatest of all time? There isn't. Because there's always somebody else that's going to come along.
Now, I know you're going to have a bugaboo for this one, because everybody does. Who did you feel defended you the best? Who gave you the toughest time to work? Who just simply just kind of was sticking to you like glue all the time?
Probably the Russians.
Took a whole country.
Well, because of the fact that they were a team that was together for the last 10 years. And they were women that were in their late 20s and early 30s. Yeah. We've been in the amateur days where you were 19, 20, 21 years old. And we were together for as long as maybe very 2 cool. months if we were lucky, but like 2 weeks here and a week there. And they were women that were in their 20s and 30s and had played together. So it was a different time then. But no question, the physicality and the way they played the game, and they were like a machine.
Yeah they were tough competition. And you're right, you know, they were together for a long time, so they were a well-seasoned team. And you're right, you don't have enough time to prepare in a short period of time. So anyway, we're going to be taking a break here. We're going to be back with the round two of Ann Meyer's saga. And right after this, please join us.
More on Say after this. Wait, why do morons say after this?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now back to more We'll See About That with 1981 World Series MVP and six-time National League All-Star Ron Say and 2017 Most Improved Player of the Pacific Palisades Stickball League, Mel Garcia.
Welcome back, and we have Ann Myers-Drysdale joining us today. Very celebrated, high-profile woman here in professional basketball and as well.
Badass. Go ahead, say it.
Yeah. I got to read just a couple of these things, and then it's leading to something else. And 78 Honda Award. I presume that's the Lady of the Year in college basketball. Is that the award?
No, it's overall. People compared it to the Heisman Trophy, but it was the overall athlete of the year encompassing all sports.
Right. So you're in the UCLA Hall of Fame. Your jersey has been retired with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Walton. You're on the National High School Hall of Fame. You are the NCAA Silver Anniversary Award with Kareem and Walton. And, you know, all this success led to an opportunity to go to the Bahamas, and perform in the Superstars events, which I know I did this well. And that's where you met Big D. Can you tell us about that romance?
Well, I had been at UCLA. We won the national championship, and I was hoping to go to the 1980 Olympics. And then I received the call to have the tryout with the Indiana Pacers. My brother David was already playing in the NBA with the Milwaukee Bucks. And so I forewent the Olympics, which was very difficult because at the time, too, I was the number one draft pick in the Women's Professional Basketball League, the WBL, which was the very first year they had women's professional basketball. So I forewent that and did the tryout with the Pacers, didn't work out, went into the WBL. My rights had been traded to the New Jersey Gems. So I went to go play in the league in the second year. And I was MVP of the league, but in the second year of the league.
So nonchalant.
And but I was invited when I was with the Pacers to compete in something called the Women's Superstars and had no idea what it was. Even though I had played all these sports in high school and college, I had been playing basketball. And I was probably as white as a white sheet of paper because I was indoor playing. So it was in December, I think, and or maybe November. And so went to the Bahamas where they had the competition. And it was, as you know, Ronnie, what a two-day competition. And you have to do seven events in 2 days, and you're in the sun and so forth. And Bob Uecker and Don Drysdale were the announcers. My mom is from Milwaukee. My mom came down, and she knew who Bob Uecker was because of Milwaukee. Of course, he'd been on all those beer commercials. And even though I grew up in Southern California, we as kids, you know, the Dodgers were never on TV. And we were all big Green Bay Packer fans and still am today. But certainly, you know, we were always out playing. And we didn't even really listen to the radios or anything. And so I really didn't know who Koufax and Drysdale were. I mean, I'd heard their names, but didn't really know. And that's where I met Donnie, and things started from there. And it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Well, good for you. And, of course, unfortunately, there was the passing of Don, and that's when the Dodgers embraced you by way of Peter O'Malley with the Dodgers. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we had, you know, three beautiful children. Don Jr., well, Don was working for the White Sox and Jerry Reinsdorf at the time. And so our son, DJ, Don Jr., was born on Don's birthday in Pee Wee Reese. And but it was hard not to name DJ Don Jr. And then our son Darren was born 2 years later, and our daughter Drew was born in 93. And Donnie, at that time in 88, had left the White Sox to go to the Dodgers when LA won their World Series. And so we were in Los Angeles there. And, you know, it was just wonderful being back home. I mean, his daughter from his first marriage was in California at the time, and his parents were there. And Don was very happy being back in California. He loved his time in Chicago, working for the White Sox. And but you know, I was happy to be back in California too. So we started a family out here in Southern California, and you know, it was great. The Dodgers really embraced the kids. You know, they're always about the children right. of the ball players, and you know, just everything is so family oriented. In spring training, they have Christmas for everybody, where they have the big slides and the big fair yeah. kind of thing right there at Vero Beach. And there is nothing like Dodger Town. I mean, Vero Beach is just such a special place. And we had some great times with the kids and stuff. But, yeah, he went on a road trip in Montreal. Drew was 3 months old, and the boys were 5 and 3. And we had heard that he had passed away of a heart attack. And so it was a tough time. Still is tough at times, but there's no question that the Dodgers really took us in, and the kid and Tommy Lasorda was wonderful, as all the ball players were, Oral and Brett Butler and so forth. And but Izzy was the best. He basically became such a grandfather figure for all the kids, and he became very close before he passed away. Just what, a few years ago.
Right. Well, there's something to be said about the good old days, for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So you are now currently involved with two parts of professional basketball. You're doing Phoenix Suns and you're doing the Phoenix Mercury. How do you balance that out?
Well, I got into broadcasting when I was at UCLA in 1979, and then I met Don, and he convinced me to get into broadcasting school, and I've been hustling to get jobs as a broadcaster and so forth. So I've been broadcasting for 44 years now.
Wow.
And worked for ESPN when they first started for over 25 years, and NBC. I've done 6 Olympics, and I've done a lot of the networks with CBS and the men's NCAA tournament and so forth. But you know, the broadcasting has been a wonderful career for me. And I was broadcasting for ESPN, and I was doing the LA Sparks at the time. And the Phoenix Suns and Mercury approached me to be the general manager for the Phoenix Mercury of the WNBA. And that was in 2007. So a lot of people said, well, you know, you've never been a general manager. You don't know anything about this and that. And it's like my tryout with the Pacers. You know, you're not good enough. You're a girl. You're going to get hurt. This and that. But you have to believe in yourself. And certainly I believed in my understanding of the game and the relationships that I had developed. So I took the chance, and so they hired me as the general manager and a vice president with the Suns, and I was doing that for 5-6 years, and then they asked me to just broadcast and do community service work. So I've done that with the Phoenix Suns and the Mercury since, 2012. And so it's great being out and being involved with the nonprofits, and I love broadcasting. I still love being a part of the game and talking the game, and the game is always changing, and different ideas, and it's just fun to be around what people are saying about the game, and I get to talk about it. And I don't consider it a job. I consider it just an honor to be just something, a part of something I love.
How challenging was that for you? You know, you've always been the player. Now you're on the internal side of things. What were some of the challenges that you had during that time?
You do see things differently when you're on the other side and dealing with the coaches, dealing with players, dealing with agents, free agency, and there's a salary cap in the WNBA. When I first got there, we won the lottery. The Phoenix Mercury won the lottery, so we had the number one pick. But Paul Westhead was our coach, and he already had players in position. So the players that were available coming out of college were not players he was really interested in. So I traded our number one pick for a free agent, a veteran free agent, who made all the difference in the world for us to win our first two WNBA championships. But we also had Diana Taurasi.
Sure.
But Paul Westhead ran the run and gun. And so we drafted for T'Angelo Smith and traded the number one pick. And boy, those fans for the Phoenix Mercury are passionate as all get out. They're called the X Factor for a reason.
Okay.
And boy, they wanted to lynch me. I knew they did. Yeah. But I, you know, you're number
off
one
with
pick.
Their hand.
First time we get the number one pick and you're trading it. Who are you? What are you doing? And I just knew what we were doing was the right thing. And I went in there and told them. I said, a lot of you may not believe in us and so forth, but this is the decision I've made, right or wrong. You know, I've got to make the decision. I think that's the biggest thing when you're in charge. You've got to make a decision. And you're going to make mistakes,
yeah.
Which I did throughout. And, you know, dealing with agents are tough. And then you're dealing with the salaries. And the hardest part for me was to cut a kid. When you knew that they may not make the team, but they were at training camp and they worked their tails off. They left school to come to training camp. Their dream to make the pros. And you knew you had to cut them. That's the worst part of it.
Well, you know, you're right about them wanting your head. You know, you've got to be right about the number one pick. And unfortunately, it worked out. You made the right choice. But yeah, that's a big
one. What was the thing Tommy would say, Ronnie? He'd say, you know, it's the bottom of the ninth. You put a pinch hitter up and he gets a hit and gets a run in and you win the game, or he gets a home run and you win the game. Or he strikes out, and you're the biggest goat. You're either the smartest exactly. manager, or you're the dumbest.
Yeah, well, I've always thought, you know, for a Dodger fan, when we set up Manny Mota to pinch hit and win the game, and he's facing Bruce Sutter from the Cardinals, who's supposed to win this matchup? You know, they're both the right choices, right? And that's just sometimes how it falls.
Yeah.
You know, I have a question for you before we break. I want to know what you think you would have in a nil contract if you were entering UCLA these days. When we come back, I think that it would be very interesting. This place has been turned upside down with this portal and this nil thing. I'm interested to hear your comments when we come back right after this. Please stay with us.
Morons say after this. Wait, why do morons say after this?
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. And now save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, queen only $19.99, plus special financing, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles, and no latte's worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me, like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing, and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
If you want to save money and start the year right, Staples has you covered.
I need everything to restock my business. File folders, break room supplies, even business cards.
Staples has you covered with big savings on everything you need for your home or office. And now at Staples, rewards members get $30 back via Staples store bonus when they spend $100. That's $30 to use toward everything from ink to tech. Save big right now at Staples, the working and learning store. Rewards members only. Store bonus redeemable in-store only. Offer ends 1/21.
You might get wireless data everywhere, but do you have to use it all the time? If that's not really you, there's TracFone. You can get the same nationwide 5G coverage as big carriers, but you pick a plan that you need for a lot less. Unlimited talk and text plans start at $15 a month, no contract. And now you can get the Samsung Galaxy A03s for just $49.99. TracFone. Now you're in control. While supplies last, 1 month equals 30 days. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Steve Carlton going head-to-head with Ron Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Leszczynski. It's gone! Grand slammer!
2-2 to Say.
It's high in the air to deep left field. Winfield back. She's gone!
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
The fans are rooting for the
And welcome back to We'll See About That. And right today in Dodger History, brought to you by BF Financial, on January 21st, 1969, Roy Campanella was inducted into the MLB Hall of Fame. One of my all-time favorite ballplayers. I think one of the best ballplayers in Dodger history. Two MVPs, three batting crowns, I think, or two?
Three MVP awards, I think.
Yeah, but he's just amazing. I remember reading his book in third grade and crying at the end of it because I had no idea it ended that way.
Yes, it did. Yeah. What a tremendous asset he was. I had a chance to spend quite a bit of time with him in the early beginnings in Vero Beach, Florida, where he would school our catchers. And, you know, what a great member of the Dodger organization.
I love the way they treated him and kept and used his knowledge.
Part of the family.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, Annie, it's back to you. And, you know, what are you worth on today's market?
Well, first of all, just to follow up with Campy, that, you know, Donnie got to play with him. Yeah. And and Donnie would visit him in the hospital when they back in Brooklyn after the accident and so forth. But, yeah, he said that, you know, Donnie would throw hard and so forth. But he said, just ease up. Just throw the way you want to throw. And, you know, Ronnie, when you make the majors, it's so much tension and you want to do the best and the nerves are always there. And you have somebody like Roy Campanella to tell you, you know, just be who you are, makes a big difference.
Good
and,
mentor.
First of all, with the mill, I guess I have to think like a kid today.
Yeah.
And that's hard for me. You know, I'm not. And, you know, it's all about branding. We didn't. That word didn't exist for us. Branding was like, you know, you'd take it on a cow or a horse and brand something, right?
That was fun.
Branding.
Yeah.
But today it means totally different with social media and so forth. And you know, I call it the Kardashian, period right now. Uh-huh.
That's
people want to be on social media and TV and make a quick buck and be famous and. They're going to be millionaires and so forth, as much as they can put online or whatever. And but I know in Southern California, I think modern day the quarterback's making $3 million.
Yeah,
That's high school. It's not just college; it's high schools too.
I
and so you've got these corporate sponsors and businessmen and women that are investing in these kids in sports and social media. It's all about being an influencer. And I don't know if I think that way. I don't think I can influence anybody. So,
you know, it's
that's a big part of these young women and these young men today.
Yeah, it's we didn't have cell phones and computers back in those times either. It's hard to figure out, you know, how you would think
just
today.
By being yourself. You guys are influencers,
right?
When you talk to the young people today, and you say, "Well, you didn't have a cell phone. You had a line. You had a telephone booth. You had newspapers."
What happened if you needed your mom or dad to come get you?
Exactly.
I'm sort of with you it. Photographic evidence didn't exist. That's a good thing.
Yes.
How do you like the portal? How do you like the portal rule?
I think it's hard on coaches. I think it's hard on schools. And but you know what? The NCAA has lost control. I mean, the horse is out of the barn. You know, I don't know how they're going to, you know, get things back. They can't. I think it's really tough. If a kid, it's what's, you know, and maybe, I don't know, but I think it's tough. We were always told, you know, pick up yourself with your bootstraps and, you know, yeah, things are tough, big deal, to work it out and get through it and figure out a way. Now it seems like when things are tough, kids can just, well, it's too tough for me. Well, I'm not playing or I'm not starting. I don't like this coach. I'm going to go somewhere else. And they can do that as much as they want. But, you know, coaches can leave whenever they want, when they get a better offer and on the college level. But, you know, I think it's tough to teach somebody the rest of their life when they're 30 and 40 years old out of the game. What's going to happen when they get into a family relationship or a business relationship? You know, if it gets too tough, are they going to quit? You know, are they going to walk away and just go somewhere else? I don't know. I don't know what it's teaching. And but it also gives them the opportunity to say, maybe I can go to a better place and it's going to develop me. I made the wrong decision. It didn't work out for me. So, you know, there's two sides of the coin that you can look at, and in both the positive and the negative.
A question. You know, the world of NCAA sports is changing as we speak. Give me your take on USC and UCLA leaving after next year and going to the Big Ten.
You know, again, we grew up in a different generation where, you know, rivalries were so great. And when we went to high school, we went to the high school that was in our area. Yep. And you grew up around those kids that you competed against in your high school. Now kids can go to high schools anywhere in the state or outside. And so for SC and UCLA, from my understanding, is that because, again, the NCAA has changed, TV has changed, the money has changed, that there's in the future, and it's not too far away, that there are, from what I've heard, is that there are only going to be four big conferences.
Wow.
Four power conferences. And you know, so SC is able to make the move because they're a private school, you know, and UCLA had a little bit of a difficulty because they're a public school. But the move is because of how much money is going to be made in these for these schools. But the tough part is you're asking two Southern California schools, which my understanding, again, too, is that all the teams will have the opportunity to have charter flights, which has not been the case, we know, in the Pac-12 for teams. But because you're flying to Rutgers. You're not just flying to the Big Ten. You're flying, you know, to cross country.
Right.
And you're going to be flying in weather that you, yeah, it was Washington State or Colorado or Utah before, but, you know, that was only a 2-hour flight or whatever. Now you're talking about 4 to 6 hours on an airplane and what kind of weather you're going to deal with. What are these students going to be like in their classes and so forth? I think that's going to be tough on the student athlete.
Yeah. No question. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen to the realignment of the old Pac-12 after this. I think
it's going to realign, but other teams are going to leave and go to different conferences. And like I said, it's going to be a Power 4 conference.
It's going to be a Pac-6 all of a sudden.
Yeah. I can I can understand.
The day I grew up in Pac-8 that my brother played.
Well, yeah, I'm a Pac-8 boy too.
Yeah.
Good old days when we didn't have freshman eligibility.
We had to wait an extra year, right?
It was, you know, it really was. But you know, I kind of felt differently when that happened. When I was a freshman, you know, I got to wait a year to really, you know, show my skills.
Well, you had to grow up emotionally and mentally.
Exactly.
So let me ask you a question too.
Yeah.
So, if you're a parent or you see enough high school games and stuff, do you like in high school? Do you like freshmen playing varsity?
If they're good enough. But I do think that, you know, in most cases, you're not good enough. You're 15 years old, 14, 15 years old. Yeah, 14, 15
you're
years
14.
Old. And, yeah, there's a lot of terrific athletes out there today. But just like my freshman year in college, you know, I needed to be on my own for a while. We also had the Vietnam War staring us in the face. I was drafted out of high school, and I had a choice. I could take my scholarship and go to Washington State, or I could sign. But Vietnam War was standing in the way. It made going to Washington State an easy choice. And it also gave me a chance to grow up a little bit, you know, get some of the – I don't think I would have been able to tackle – what I wanted to do in my life, which is become a Major League Baseball player when I was 17, 18 years old. I just don't.
Mentally prepared.
I needed the extra time. I was draft eligible after my sophomore year, and I felt I was ready then. And the opportunity was right, and I had planned it out, and it worked. And, you know, there's always obstacles. We all have obstacles to overcome. And I know you. I've known you for a long time, and I know the toughness in you. And I'd like to think I have a little bit of that as well.
I think you have a lot of it.
Once you come to a level of talent like you do in basketball where, gosh, they're the same heights, they shoot the ball really well, they're quick, they're agile, they got good hands, the separation is in your head. This is where you have to be smarter. You have to know how you're going to beat this person. You know how to play this person. It's a mental preparation. And a lot of kids who just rolled over kids when they were younger and didn't really understand how they're doing have lots of trouble after that.
But I think the hard part, too, is we're talking about team sports.
Right.
Yeah.
And you played for a manager that knew how to motivate. Playing on a team sport, you can look at our talent individually, but you can't win by yourself.
No, there's no question to that. You have to have a focus and a frame of mind and an understanding that we need all our components out here. You know, I can't play my game at second base if he doesn't show up. It's not going to work. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to do their job. Mm-hmm. And in baseball, it's an individual job that works around the teammates. And you have to wait your turn. I can't shoot the basketball every time down court. I have to wait my turn. I have to wait till eight other hitters have gone to the plate before I get an opportunity. So,
and we can say how great Kareem was, but look at, he had Magic and Jamal Wilt and all these.
Sure.
You can say how great Wilt was. You can say how great Oscar was, or LeBron James, or Steph Curry. But look at the style they're playing in, who their coaches are, who their teammates are, where they're being used and so forth. I mean, Michael Jordan couldn't win without the players that he played with. I mean, as good as he was, I mean, he was a great player. There's no question. And there's always great players to come along. But if you don't have the whole of the group to get you through, and there's a lot of luck involved. People don't realize, injuries. And just, somebody gets hot or whatever.
It's hard to manage.
There's so much to it.
All those different personalities, too, and you got to handle them individually. You can't do it in a group anymore.
But your leader needs to be your leader. When that guy doesn't accept the reins, then it's not going to work the same way. You know, can you imagine what the Chicago Bulls would have been if Michael Jordan hadn't accepted that role?
Right. Cool.
I think it's important. It's like a quarterback. You know, it's like a Tom Brady, for his career. He's been an exceptional leader. He had to be. And I think you see that out of some of the spotlight is always on the NFL quarterbacks. And, of course, Patrick Mahomes is probably getting as much credit today as anybody is. But I see him as a really good team leader, too. I've seen his interviews. He praises his players. He crosses the T's, dots the I's. He keeps things straight. And if your quarterback is thinking that way, then you're going to take on his method of which he works with. And I'm sure that everybody's learned a lot from you too, Annie. And you're, like I said, we got to have you back on. We've only scratched the surface with a few of these things that we've decided to talk about. But I
some good stuff. You had some good questions.
A remarkable career! Unbelievable girl.
What do you think, with all the things that you've been able to do? Shortly, tell me what you think your biggest accomplishment has been: playing in the Olympics, winning a women's championship. What is it?
Really asking me that? My children.
Okay, there you go. I was going to say professionally speaking. I know the personal answer.
It was Don Dijon's dugout.
Okay, there you go.
Did you ever go to the dugout? The restaurant?
Yeah.
It was before my time.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to thank you so much, Annie Drysdale, for joining us today. You've been a great guest. We're going to have you back again soon, I hope. And I want to give our guy, Marty Kallner, a shot. If you ever liked Hard Knocks, this guy is the creator of Hard Knocks. He's on next with us next week. Please join us. Thank you again, Annie.
Thank you so much, Annie.
Don't go waddling away just yet. Get it? They used to call him the Penguin.
More of the Ron Say Show coming up right after this.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Let's go!
Now back to more We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say and recipient of 2 participation trophies, Mel Garcia.
Okay, welcome back to the final segment of We'll See About That. And I shortly chopped off Ann's head here a minute ago by saying, well, thank you very much. But we're going to give her one more opportunity. We didn't say goodbye the right way. So I want to ask you one more thing. Tell us what do you have in plans for in the near future? Where is all this taking you?
Well, I'm still broadcasting for the Phoenix Suns and the Mercury, which I love. And WNBA season is around the corner in April. Suns, we're having a little bit of trouble. We've had some injuries and so forth. But All-Star Game is coming up in February for the NBA. And I've got some speaking engagements. I've got a couple of golf tournaments, charity golf tournaments to play in. And you know how those go.
Yes,
and
I do.
Staying active with a lot of things in Los Angeles still, even though I'm working in Phoenix, I'm kind of back and forth. And you know, hoping to be around my granddaughter a little bit more, and just love being around my children.
And the book, Let Some Girl Beat You, the story of
you. Let Some Girl Beat You.
Yeah, that is amazing. When's that going to be made into a movie?
Well, who's got the money to put up to do it?
We'll talk after.
I don't know, but I'm glad I did it. It was really hard to do. I didn't want to do a book. I didn't think my story was very interesting. But I am glad that I put it out. And it is a title that portrays today. I think it's still very difficult for a lot of men to understand that you got beat by a girl.
I
got
to share your story
like
with
that,
my nieces.
It's so negative, and it shouldn't be negative.
You don't want to play horse with Ann Myers.
Oh, no.
You do not want to play horse with Ann Myers. No, you don't.
You, all right, you can't lift your shoulder anymore, but okay.
Yeah, I can't shoot anymore either. My shoulder's shot.
I'll take you on, but not her, no.
I can shoot left-handed, though.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Yeah, I can. I was equally adept.
That's right. You're
ambidextrous, as they call it.
A switch hitter.
Anyway, yeah. Annie, thanks again.
Yes, thank you. Great interview.
Wish you but success. I hope to see you again soon. And once again, next week we're having Marty Kollner, a guy who is a filmmaker.
Sure.
Music videos is his prime deal. He's done things with Cher, Stevie Nicks,
Sister, the Rolling Stones,
you name it. He's done it. Many others.
Yes.
Please join us next week. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Andy.